Okay, so it's weird to talk about the future of mobile services before it's fully released, but we know that there's more coming in mobile services. So let's start talking about that a little bit. We talked about some more things we might be able to do with scripting. What are some other things that you guys know that are kind of on your backlog that you're going to start pushing out as time passes here that we can look forward to?
So recently we had a bit of news in that we have a, you know, at the moment there's a Windows 8 SDK, right, designed to make it really easy for you to get started building Windows 8 apps. And we recently open sourced this. This is on GitHub now under Windows Azure. But the client story needs to grow. And so that's certainly one area people are asking us, what about Android, what about iOS, that sort of thing. So that's definitely one area that's a big focus for us.
Yeah.
I don't know if Josh has been focusing on
iOS. What is the plan? So we are going to have a client that for iOS apps?
I am working on the iOS client right now. Just before you, I was talking with a bunch of Objective-C developers on our advisory board, giving us feedback on our APIs. So watch this space. Very soon, we should be shipping our native iOS SDK. I mean, it might be worth Paul talking about the work he did with Xamarin for a second.
Yeah, that's true. Recently, we announced, as well as part of doing the open sourcing of our Windows 8 SDK, what Xamarin did was basically they took a big chunk of the code. Because what Xamarin do? They do MonoTouch, MonoDroid. This is about making it so that you can build apps that feel native, that run on iOS and Android, but you write them in .NET, right, with C#.
Yeah.
And because our Windows 8 SDK is written in C#, they were able to reuse like a heap of the code. They now have a fork of our repository, which provides you a really nice experience with working for mobile services from a MonoTouch or a MonoDroid application, which is great. I certainly like it because I have not done enough Objective-C to feel comfortable with it just yet. If I want to sort of get something done on an iPad, right now MonoTouch is the way I personally like to do it.
Paul, nobody feels comfortable with Objective-C.
Maybe nobody on this call right now, though Josh must be getting close because he's been doing a fair bit lately.
There's some things I really like about Xcode and so on, but
we'll edit that out. Just to be fair, just to make a little information about Xamarin here. So Xamarin is the new brand, really, of Mono. Mono was owned by Novell. They killed Mono. These guys got it again, the same original authors. They created Xamarin, resurrected it, and it's basically a C# compiler into other languages like Objective-C and Java and things like that.
Yeah,
it's great.
Awesome tech. It's so cool. I love it. I'm a big fan.
It is cool. You know why? Because you're a big fan of C#.
Everybody feels comfortable on
C#, Josh.
Although I have to say, if they managed to do it, if I could write my iOS apps in JavaScript, I'd also be interested in doing that too. I don't know whether or not that's. I suppose I could do that using some of the other tools, things like PhoneGap and that sort of thing might be an option there.
All right, so I'm a developer. I'm watching the show. I'm like, this mobile service is great. Now I don't need to stand up a web server in order to access my data. I like this idea of 10 free. I can play with it and get identification and I get push notifications, all the stuff that I want in my app but didn't really know where to get started. This sounds like the right place to get started. What do they need? Josh, go through the recipe. I need Visual Studio, of course, but what next? I heard you say the live SDK, but then I heard Paul say that you have your mobile services SDK. Is it two SDKs?
You've kind of enumerated pretty much everything there, Archie. So when you sign up for mobile services or you get your access to Azure, right, you go to the Azure portal and you'll go to our Quick Start. The first thing you do when you click on the name of your new mobile service is you'll be greeted by our Quick Start tutorial. I want to challenge all of your listeners to do this, right? If they've got Windows 8, which you need at the moment, but it'll be iOS and Android soon as well, if they've got Windows 8, they should go and try our Quick Start, and they'll have an app working against a live service in Azure in under 5 minutes. Right? That's kind of the goal of the Quick Start. And the Quick Start tells you what you need. So you need Visual Studio.
Okay.
I'm guessing all your listeners already got this, right? They'll have Visual Studio.
That's kind of a development tool of some kind?
Something like just, that, you know. It's like Xcode, only... I think. But you need the Mobile Services SDK, which just installs some extensions which plug into Visual Studio. And that's all you need to get started. Now, you only need the Live SDK if you want to do authentication. Now, not all apps need auth. That's a thing, right? You know, if you're building an app that is just delivering SCI report data for your particular SCI resort that you have, then you might not want authentication. That's great. There's a lot of people with scenarios like that. If you want auth today on Windows 8, then you need the Live SDK. But again, watch this space. We're working on a feature right now where the Live SDK would be optional because if you're logging in with, let's say, Facebook, for example, you wouldn't need the Live SDK, right? So even that won't be necessary for authentication soon. But that's pretty much all you need. That's it. You're good. If you've got some Windows Azure, you can add that free mobile services to that. You're good to go.
And the way you do that is depending on some people who may see it automatically because they're signing up for the free trial. But the one thing that you have to do is we're a preview feature in the new Azure portal. Much the same way that Azure Websites is. I don't know if you talked on your show about that previously, but you have to go into your account, and there's like a preview features option, and you go and select that, and it lists a bunch of things that, like us, haven't actually gone and done their official general GA release yet. But you just go and turn us on. We're there. You just click try it now, and then away you go.
I get it. Yeah, so it's not there by default while it's in preview. You go and turn it on.
For some users, I think it's a little bit different for new sign-ups.
Yeah, so if you sign up for your free trial, it's automatically enabled, or you'll automatically be added to the queue. At the moment, we're letting everyone through. You can add it to the queue if you already have an Azure account. So if you already have a free trial or you already have a full Azure account that you're using, then you have to go and request to add that. The instructions are all on our site at windowsazure.com/mobile. You just follow that start tutorial, and we'll link you up. We'll tell you how to do everything you need to do. Hey, Jerry,
go ahead, sorry.
One thing I wanted to say, so you mentioned before about how we aren't released yet, and so we're in preview.
Yeah, and how preview is preview?
Yeah, and it's funny to, and you said it's funny to talk about next features, because we've talked a lot about the stuff we're doing. I want to make the point, really, that don't think of mobile services having like a big V1 release and then a big V2 release, and these things are going to be years apart. The great thing about us being a service is we can just keep course correcting. We plan to just keep shipping new features. Now, at some point, we'll hit what we think of general availability, and we'll lose the preview tag. But
date will that be, Josh?
We're hoping it's going to be early next year. I can't say much.
Close enough. Yeah.
Yes, in that time frame. It actually shouldn't mean that much. Now, we already have, I've mentioned big customers who've got in touch, said we really want to use this, but we're a little bit worried about this preview label.
How reliable will it be? Are you guys going to take it down, change the API? Yeah.
We have high confidence in our API being stable now. I think the only thing that would change our HTTP API, for example, is some security vulnerability, which isn't going to happen. So we feel pretty great about that. And if we did, we'd work with... So what we've done actually with a couple of these customers that have reached out to us that are really interested in shipping a production app on this is we said, we're quite happy to work with you guys and get in touch with us, and we could talk about providing you with some degree of SLA that's going to give you comfort in shipping production on mobile services, even though we're carrying that preview feature. So
let me, Josh, back you up and make sure I understand. So if I'm a developer building an app, I can be comfortable that mobile services is stable and it's good to go. But if I'm really worried because whatever title that I'm writing is really sensitive and I want to make sure that it's going to be up and going and I'm really nervous about it, I can contact you or your team and you guys will work out some sort of SLA.
People about providing an SLA. If you're really serious about going to production, even though we have a preview title. So I'd really think of us just being on a journey. You're going to see new features shipping all the time. We've got stuff lined up over the next few weeks. Well, we actually made a bunch of updates already, but they're kind of silent, like performance improvements, that kind of thing. So you're going to see new features coming online very, very soon.
Got it. Paul, I'm a .NET developer. I'm writing an app for Windows 7. Is there going to be a client for me?
So I think that's an interesting one. I'd be very curious about what the, I'd love to hear from people about, they actually have like an app that they feel like they want to use against mobile services, and it's a Windows 7 desktop app. Like, I haven't, at the moment, people do ask, they're like, well, your client is just mostly a bunch of C# code, it's just talking to a REST API. I mean, it'd be very, very straightforward. I wouldn't surprise me at all if we see on GitHub soon somebody do something kind of similar to what the Xamarin folks did. Take the C# code that's in our Windows 8 SDK and just package it in a slightly different way so that you can just go and add it as a reference for a Windows 7 app. But certainly, I'd approach it from the angle of, at the moment, I don't have like all these scenarios in my head for people who would be doing that. I would love to hear from people. If people want, you know, a Windows 7, you know, SDK or something like that, I'd love to hear from them.
Okay. Well, so let's do that first. So, Josh, you said we could talk to you about an SLA if that was really a big deal for us. We could talk to you about our thoughts around it. How can we communicate with your team?
Email is fine. On the forum is also good. So we'll get a link on your when this thing's posted to the mobile services forum. My email, I'm quite happy to put out there, is jtwist, for Josh Twist, right, @microsoft.com. So I'm quite happy for people to contact us directly. The forum's a great place, especially if you're asking for features, because other people get to see that and it gets to add gravity as more people pound on that. But if you want to talk about going production, then just send me an email. Or let me up on Twitter @JoshTwist, and you know, we'll direct message and exchange email addresses, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, a bunch of us are on the forums. We're really active there. There shouldn't be any difficulty for somebody to get in touch with us and talk with us if they need to.
Nice. Okay, guys, last question. You remember when you installed RTM just a few weeks ago? What was the first app you installed? Not Office. I'm just curious. What do you guys like?
So are you looking for a modern Windows 8?
A Windows 8 modern user interface store app. That's what I mean.
I think the first one I installed was Rowy, the Twitter app.
Is that right? Yeah, sure. That's a great app.
Yeah, I installed a Twitter client too, but I can't remember whether it was Rowy or if it was something different, actually. Which one?
For me, it was Armed. I installed Armed first.
Yeah,
it's a game. It's ridiculous.
Sucks your life
away.
Should we try it?
It's pretty great. Okay. Yeah, you should totally try it. And it's cool because it's all on XNA. In fact, it's mono game. It's, you know, same guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard about mono game. It looks really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, cool. All right, guys, look, I'm really excited about mobile services in general, right? Just the idea of taking away that barrier of entry that we had in order to take advantage of really what is an unbelievable robust story in Azure. And now we can just go straight in, start putting it together. Like you were saying, you can have something up in 5 minutes and start using cool features like a dynamic schema to start building it right there on the fly, come back, clean it up, and you still have BI opportunities. You still have all this scalability stuff. It's pretty incredible, right? I mean, it really is great. I can't tell you how happy I am that you guys are doing it, that you put it together so well, that it's easy to use. I've done it for my app. I think it's the coolest thing. I really do. And anyway, so let me give you both just this final takeaway. What would you guys, anything you want to just throw out there to a developer today? He's getting started. Is there a site you would send him to? Is there something you would have him do, some message you want to have him hear? Let's start with you, Paul.
Yeah, so, I mean, Josh mentioned, really our portal is www.windowsazure.com/mobile. That will take you to our portal. And there's a bunch of material there, right? There is tutorials that walk you through doing data, doing push notifications, doing users. There's links to our reference docs. There's links to the forum. Everything you need is really right there. That's where I want people to start.
Cool. Yeah, so my take would be to encourage people to try the quick start, to try it out. Like even some of my friends, I'm from the UK, as you may have picked up from the accent, and I told them, I'm working on this project, we've just launched, and you should try it out. I said, oh, well, you know, we're really busy, Josh, and it looks interesting, but I'm not going to get to it just yet. Give me a week or so. I'm like, no, seriously, it's 5 minutes. I'm like, whatever.
These are really good friends pushing back that hard.
Exactly.
Wow.
These are very busy guys. And I said, you should just try it. In 5 minutes, you will be up and running in 5 minutes, and you will love it. And sure enough, I eventually twisted their arm, and they went and tried, and they were up and running in 5 minutes. We really mean it. So I want all your listeners to go and take that quick start challenge. And if anyone fails to do it in 5 minutes, again, get in touch and let us know.
That's right. They may be in the wrong career.
You said that, not me.
All right, cool, guys. Thanks for talking to me. Thanks, really, both of you. It was a lot of fun talking to you. And for you, the listener, Mobile services is your way into Azure. Mobile services allows your Windows 8 app, soon your iOS app, soon your Android app, and it's going to be those clients that help you access mobile services so you can have push notifications, so you can have access into your database, so you can use identification in your application, especially for Windows 8 apps where this code gets written again and again and again. And why do that when now it's all implemented for you through mobile services in a secure way, in a repeatable way, in a reliable way? Guys, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks very much, Jerry.
It's fun.
Thanks.